Where I lived was up in North Georgia, close to Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
So we'd catch the train, and then all Mama's people, you know, lived up in Marshall, my daddy's people too, and so we'd have to catch the train from Chattanooga to Little Rock, you know, and every summer we'd go Chattanooga, Little Rock.
Well, you know, good. I used to love it. I did too. My little boy, my oldest son, when he was a little boy, he'd get, Mama, let me get on this side next to the window. I said, oh no, Mr. Smart Boy. He'd get up in the seat, stick his head out the window. I said, oh no, down that window goes. Now, if you can sit by me and keep that head out of the window, okay. But if you can't, sit over here and I'll put the window, if you're going to sit there, you can't keep your head out the window and raise up and look out. I said, that window goes down.
Mm-hmm.
I said, the conductor will be by here in a minute and he'll get you.
Mm-hmm.
He said, doctor, get me. I said, yes, he will get you. I said, put you off this train, make you walk home. Oh, Mama. I said, well, keep your head out the window. mischievous little stinking he is right now.
Oh, I bet he thought that he could have seen more that way.
Yeah, but he didn't realize the danger.
Uh-huh.
That he might get overbalanced and out the window. He didn't realize the danger. He just wanted to see out young and light, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't want to see, Mama. I said, yeah, you might see and feel more than you want to.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you were talking about a road that was in bad shape, you might say, now, you can't even get through there. The highway department's got that road all
blocked.
And if they had it, like just holes in it, you'd say the road's just
full of holes.
Now the opposite of take it off is
putting on.
Mm-hmm. So good. Now you might be talking about a horse and say, now I got thrown once and I've been scared of horses ever
since. But I never have and I never was thrown.
Oh, you?
I never was kicked.
Oh,
ma'am. I don't know. I just put my hand on a horse or a dog or something like that. I couldn't get rid of them.
Really?
It followed me.
Oh, they were.
Mm-hmm. That's why I broke my little filly.
Oh,
I started
yeah.
when she was a colt, give up bread and sugar. Then
mm-hmm.
she never threw me, no, she never threw but one person, and that was a nigger boy.
Mm-hmm.
I guess she didn't like his scent. Oh, she liked to kill him. Honey, keep the cloth over your eye, baby. His eye's a little better this morning.
Oh, is it then?
Yes, I'm, mm-hmm. I don't know, but I believe he's got the pink eye. I won't be sure.
Yeah,
and he hadn't been anywhere to catch it. Well, they just take it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that's what's wrong. I'm going to try to get him to the doctor. Well, I have to go in Tuesday anyway, but
mm-hmm.
Saturday, I don't know where the doctor's in this, at the clinic.
I wondered if they're even open on
That's what I'm thinking.
On Saturday.
I don't know.
They've
been so
they,
long.
They hardly ever do anymore
mm-hmm.
in these days.
Ma was up there the other day and he looked at my chart. He said, well, Ms. Wilkins and Ed, you know, said just 4 days being a year since you was up here. I said, well, doctor, I knew it about this time of the year, but I didn't know it was that close.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am, just like 4 days being a year.
If you didn't know the answer to something, and I ask you, you know, who would you ask about it? You might say, well, if it was your mother, you know, you'd
mm-hmm.
say,
my father.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, if it was your father, you'd say, if I say, well, who did you ask? You'd say, well,
I asked my father.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And talking about two little boys that couldn't ever get along, you might say, now used to,
yeah.
Every time they met, they
fought.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I bet there were some like that, wasn't
there? Two little boys like it. I used to throw buckets of water on them when I'd catch them fighting.
Oh.
After they got great big boys, they'd fight, you know, big enough to hurt one
another. Mm-hmm.
All right.